Blog Talk Radio. you are? Do you know you fail? Can you tell by how far? Who told you your purpose? Why do you exist? Why do you prefer doing that over this? If you are a man, do you know your role? And if so, who taught it to you, told you to go? Until you baby girl, the question is the same. Do you know your role? Are you in your lane? Man, I remember as a kid, watching everything they did, trying to learn who I is, how to dress, how to walk, how to talk a lot of slang. Made me want to sell dope, made me want to join a gang. Would have never understood that we who are this way, the crown of creation invited to display and represent the image of his face. And chose to make us in this image. And I ain't talking height, weight, facial features. I'm talking characteristics in common with his creatures. He didn't need us, he wasn't lonely. Trinitarian fellowship with his one and only. Do you know, homie, what it really means to be the divine image family we human beings? See, Genesis 1, verse 26 through 28 establishes who we is, or who we are, or what we are, and where we were, and how far away day in the garden, the climax of creation, but ended up falling. Greater than birds and beasts, but we ended up crawling. And now the viceroys are in need of a pardon.
We were made to know you, to behold you, and praise your holy name. In your image, you made us represent our creator. On the sixth day, we were made to know you, to behold you.
Let swagging is a hobby.
If you catch my drift,
no, it's not coke riding.
But they love my kicks, and it's all about the TGG. Stronger is the LP. Jesus, my OG, but the apple don't fall far from the tree. We stay fresh and never riding, always blessed and forever popping. I ask J-Dog when you dropping, it don't matter, cause you know I'm copping. Keep it real, we bubbling. Who are you to be judging? Money flip Gabby Douglas, if you ain't clean, you bugging.
Every single day, people always ask me how I live this life and how it stays so clean. This is what I tell them. It ain't about my dreams. I rock a true religion, but I'm talking about the king. I get it from my mama. She always used to tell me, if you ain't got no money, then boy, you gotta stay clean. Like a young Obama, Martin Luther King. If you wanna be somebody, then this is what I mean. Stay clean, stay clean. I always gotta be clean. It's a dirty world. You know I gotta be clean. Stay clean, stay clean. You know just what I mean. Early Sunday morning, you know I gotta stay clean. I do, I do, I do, I do, I always gotta be clean. I do, I do, I do, I do, I always gotta be clean. Jesus beats in fashion, I'm swagging on a scene. It's a dirty world, so you know I gotta be clean. I'ma keep it 300, no I'm not Chief Key. Riding with the good guys, shout the franchise team. Me and Teddy B, you know we go way back. From an old school Honda to a new Maybach, Maybach, Maybach. I make a hater lay flat. When I come through brazen, I'm fresher than some Ajax, Ajax, Ajax. I'm fresher than some Ajax. When I come through brazen,
baby, like
say that. I get it from my mama, she always used to tell me, if you ain't got no money, then boy, you gotta stay clean. Like a young Obama, Martin Luther King. If you wanna be somebody, then this is what I mean. Stay clean, stay clean. I always gotta be clean. It's a dirty world, you know I gotta be clean. Stay clean, stay clean. You know just what I mean. Early Sunday morning, you know I gotta stay clean. I do, I do, I do, I do. I always gotta be clean. I do, I do, I do, I do. I always gotta be clean. Jesus beats in fashion, I'm swagging on a scene. It's a dirty world, but you know I gotta be clean.
You know I gotta stay clean. Tryna live this life, no shame. I'm ballin' like Kareem, and I'm geeked up, no caffeine. Never, ever seen a young black Christian so clean.
You might wanna get up on my team, yeah. Living single rate jeans.
Oh, 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 oh my God, this what I got. Like Shaq Rack, I'm so hot. Wiz Khalifa, he's the reefer chief, but the God I serve the most high. And it's not a diss, I'm not a hypocrite, like 2 Chainz, no lie. It's a lot of politics, but I'm an optimist, cause Jesus my alibi. That ain't a lie, I'm a good guy, shining so hard like a star in the sky. Please don't decide, no need for a ride, you can live just like this if you decide. And I'm in the VIP with a celebrity, and I think you know just why. When it gets hard to see, I don't depend on me, I just look up to my God. I do, I do, I do, I do, I always gotta be clean. I do, I do, I do, I do, I always gotta be clean. Jesus beats in fashion, I'm swagging on a scene. It's a dirty world, so you know I gotta be clean. I do, I do, I do, I do, I always gotta be clean. I do, I do, I do, I do, I always gotta be clean. Jesus beats in fashion, I'm swagging on a scene. It's a dirty world, so you know I gotta be clean. Yeah, 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 alright.
Welcome. All right, that was Jordan Armstrong with Stay Clean. That's what you have to do to stay clean. You need to walk like a king to stay clean. And right before that, we had Apple Jacks with Original, walking in that original intent that God has called and ordained for you to be. And right before that, we had The Sixth Day by Flame. And when you talk about The Sixth Day, you're talking about when God made man. in his own image and after his own likeness. And to start us all off with the truth, I went back a little bit with legend. And welcome to today's hot explosion, on fire, dynamite, you name it, explosive, holy hip-hop experience, One Nation under God. And I am your host for this moment of empowerment power, Miss Sandra. And I hope you're ready. I pray that you're ready. You're ready. You're taking notes because I need you to make sure that you're listening in closely today, because today's topic is talking about calling all kings. And remember, Miss Sandra always, you know, makes sure she prays and gets before the Lord. I don't just bring you anything that's on top off my head and stuff and just throwing things out there. No, I pray and I ask God, what is it that he wants to talk about? Holy me, Holy Spirit. So Miss Sandra herself, you know, I put that to the side, put herself to the side, and allow the Holy Spirit to speak. And he said, tell him, calling all kings. And ladies, you know, if I seem a little, y'all might say I'm a little biased today because, you know, I'm talking more so to the men, but I'm talking to everyone, but specifically men, calling all kings. And you're saying, well, maybe what is a king? And so I said, well, let me get the dictionary definition, the Merriam-Webster definition. It says kings is a male monarch of a major territorial unit, especially one whose position is hereditary and one who rules for life. I'm going to read that one more time because I need y'all to really understand God's original intent from the get-go. It says here, a male monarch of a major territorial unit, especially one whose position is hereditary and one who rules for life. Now, in parentheses, they had right under there, God and Christ. In other words, what it's saying, if we want to make kingdom, the God, the Christ in you needs to rise up and get back into your original intent of a king. See, the thing about it is, let's go back to Genesis 1 and 26. See, I'm not going to say anything to you that I can't go back and back. Verify with the word. I'm not going to just throw things out there at you and you're like, what is she talking about? And I'm not talking about as far as a king, you know, you just walking around and with puffed up, you know, you puffed up and prideful. That's not the signs of a king. A king, first of all, has territory. Okay. The king has territory. So if you ain't got no territory, there ain't no need for you to be sitting here trying to talk about you the king of something and everything coming from Renaissance or Aaron. Did I go there? Yes. A king has territory, and a king has the authority to rule over that territory. So for one, to recognize a king is not only given territory, but the king is also given authority and power to rule in that region. And so God was saying, calling all kings. In other words, he said, I need my men back in position. Now, I'm not talking to those who know you're already walking in it. This is not really for you. This is for ones that have strayed away. This is the message for those who may not have had that identity spoken to them. And you know, a lot of times when I deal with young people, and I love working with young people, a lot of times their issue is identity crisis. No one has told them really who they are, and so they're walking around like in the wilderness in a circle trying to figure out who they can identify with. And that's why you have a lot of kids, sometimes they join gangs. Not that you raise them to be that way, but if their identity and who God has called them to be inside out has not been identified, they're looking to and fro to see who can identify, where do I fit in, where am I supposed to rule and reign. See, that's the issue with a lot of us, not just young people. A lot of times we get in the wrong things. Why? Because no one has identified who we are. And no one has called out what's inside of us. And I'm going to be transparent with you just in a moment. But, see, let's go to Genesis 1 and 26. So this is what I'm talking about. A lot of times there's people that are lost. They're in the church, but they're lost because they don't know their identity. You have not awakened the God or the Christ or the King that's inside of you. You're a king made a king because of the God inside of you, because of the Christ inside of you. But if you don't be aware of who he says you are from the inside out, then you will continue to go to and forth looking to see who you can join, looking to see who you can identify. Ladies, who some lot of times you didn't have a good father, or you didn't have an absent, and not just a female, but males as well. You didn't have that father figure. Or if that father figure was around, he did the best he could, but he never identified who you really are. And so, therefore, you're looking to see who you can be with or see who you can roll with. Well, they wear their pants down, so I'm going to fit in that crowd. I'm going to identify myself. I'm going to let my kingship rule over there with them and walk with my pants down and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Or it could be, you know, ladies, you keep going with the wrong male. You're hooking up with the wrong thing. Why? Because nobody has truly identified who you are and who you're supposed to be with, who you're supposed to be rolling with. And so you're going around with all these wrong attachments because of our identity, Christ says. So let's go back to what God has said about you, because today you're going to get your identity. You're going to know who you are before you get off this experience. And so here it says here in Genesis 1. And it says here, Genesis 1 and 26, and I'm going to read the Amplified so you can get a little bit of a better understanding. It says, God said, let me stop right there. It did not say man said, it did not say Chris said, it did not say Rochelle said, it did not say Mufiba said, it did not say Umbata said, it said God said. That means God spoke. He spoke some words into the atmosphere. He spoke his word into the atmosphere. God said, the I am set. This is what he said. Let us. God said, let us. Well, who's the us that he's talking to? And remember, God is spirit. He's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he has to repent. So he's spirit. So God said, let us. He's speaking to the Spirit now. He's speaking to the Spirit, speaking to the triune, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So he's not only addressing himself, but he's recognizing the Son, the Word that is within him, and the Spirit, which has the authority and has the power within him. So God, the authority, by his Word from the inside out, ruling in power of the Holy Spirit, said, see, when you got this triune going on here, you got that power. Make mankind in our image. Who's the our that he's referring to? He's going back to who he is. God the Father, the authority, the Son, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, the power. So he's got all three working there. Let us make man in our image. So he's saying, let's make man in the authority. And in by word, and equip him with power. Yeah. I hope y'all are hearing this, kings. That's why God said he's calling all kings. Let's go back to the original 10. That's what he said. Go back to what I said you are. Not what the world says, not what you think or what you have settled for. Let's keep on reading here. He said, make mankind in our image after our likeness, and let them have complete, oh my God, are you hearing this? Let them have complete authority. So God not only made man after his authority and after and based on his word, his Son, and not only in the power of the Holy Spirit, but he gave you complete authority over what? Over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the tame beasts, and over all of the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth. And his reference scriptures are Psalms 104:30 and Hebrews 1, 2, 11, and 3. So God created. There go God again. God created. First he said, God said. Y'all missed it. God said. So what he spoke had to manifest. So then it says God created. First he said, okay, All right, I'm going to speak to my I am this. I'm going to make man, we're going to make man in our image. So God's saying I couldn't just do it in my authority, but I had to base my authority according to what my word says. So I got to call out the son in me. I hope y'all hearing it. And then I've got to, I can't just do it in my word, but I got to have power to make sure that when I speak, then I'm going to create. So what he spoke, then he had to manifest what he spoke. He said, then he created man in his own image, and in the image and likeness of God, he created him, male and female, ladies, male and female, he created them. So the first one he created was man. He created man in his own image and after his likeness. Whose likeness? The I am God, the triune God. He gave him when he made you. Listen to what I'm saying. When he made you and gave you authority through his word to operate in power. That's why we say you be a living demonstration. The only way you can be a living demonstration is you have to have the triune God operating in full effect in you. That's why I'm saying calling all kings, because those who have that reigning in them, you'll hear the voice of God. You'll hear the call, and you'll begin to right align yourself back into the position that you're supposed to be. Life is not supposed to just be happening to you. You're supposed to tell life what it's going to do. You have the power and authority to command your day. That's what David said. This is the day that the Lord has made. See, the God in him is recognizing that this day was only here because God had already had created it. So because God has already created it, he says, this is the day that the Lord has already. He didn't say, this is the day that the Lord's going to make. He said, this is the day that the Lord has already made. So the God that's in me, that he made me in his image and after his likeness, has to stand up and say, I'm going to rejoice because I know the God that created me, I know my authority as a king, as a king walking in kingship, I'm going to rejoice and be made glad in it. He didn't say just because it's a sunny day that I'm going to rejoice. He didn't say, well, it's raining outside, so I don't feel like it. He didn't say, well, this circumstance or situation has got me a little perplexed right now. It's got me a little inundated, and I can't really move forward. I can't really see. No, he gave a command to the day, like, look, I don't care what's in this day. One thing I do know is that the I am God that I serve and that lives on the inside of me, that gave me power, that gave me authority to walk in my kingship, said that I'm going to declare how my day is going to be. I'm not going to worry about what's at the end of the day, but I have this moment of now to declare that I will rejoice and be made glad in it. Well, so what is God saying to the king, especially my men? Men, get back into the rightful authority of who God says you are. I did not say who man is saying you are. He did not give you the power and authority to abuse it or misuse it. Don't you know that who he created you to be, he said he gave you his image and made you after his likeness. And women, we were made and created out of man. And so therefore, because God has gave man the authority and power first, but he also said, now this is what he said, now even though we were made out of man and we're to walk with him as his helpmate, he gave both, male and female, he blessed. Now, see, some of y'all trying to go out here and be kings over territory or regions, and you left without the blessing. See, the sidebar note, like my apostle says, tweet from Jesus Christ. Don't go out here trying to take over territory and take a dominion over things that your kingship was not called to. First of all, a king when they take territory, they have been given that power and authority and permission to rule and reign in that authority. Adam and Eve, or the male and female, could not go unless God had released them with the blessing. Some of you left and did not get the authority or the blessing of your shepherd, of your leader, of your apostle, and you're trying to run, rule, and reign and stuff that you have no power and authority in. And see, you might think things are going great right now, but see, the demons know their timing. One thing about it, they know their timing, and they know what jurisdiction they have and what they don't have. And they're going to come test to see if you know that you're supposed to be there or not. So what am I saying? So I'm saying you must get the blessing from the Father in order to walk into your kingship. And so some of you trying to be kings and trying to have authority and power, and you don't have the blessing of the Father. What is the blessing of the Father? First, the blessing of the Father is his Son, Jesus Christ. And see, if you don't have Jesus, then you don't have the power and the authority. Now, see, you might say because you have a certain job or you have a certain business that gives you power and authority, in which it may do. But see, this I'm talking about from a kingdom perspective and walking in your spiritual and kingdom authority and power. And see, the only way you can have the blessing of the Father, you have to come through the Son. And so if you don't know Jesus Christ today is a great day. Today, or in this moment of time of now, is a great time to get to know him. And all you have to do is confess with your mouth, believe. I can't say that enough. Believe in your heart. This is a faith walk. You're not going to see it, but you have to believe in your heart that he died for your sins, that he loved you so much. So what greater love is this that a man would lay down his life for a friend? Now, why would he say lay down his life for a friend? God considered you a friend even before you were born. He's like, look, I'm going to lay down my life. If he says, I'm laying down my life for a friend. What greater love is this? Jesus gave his life just for you so that you can have right relationship with the Father. But you cannot usurp his authority and go around him and think that you got close connections with God and you're not going through the granted access of Jesus Christ. And because Jesus Christ gave his life, now you have right relationship. Why? Because the blood of Jesus covers you. So if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, and on the third day he rose. He rose with power. Who gave him that power? The Father. It always goes back to God, the original intent, because first God said, then God created. God said, God had the authority through his word to have the power to create. And so he gave Jesus that same power. Now through him, we can have that same power. We can have that inheritance. But it only comes through him. Now if you confess that for the first time, that you want Jesus Christ in your life, you say, all you have to do is say, Jesus, come into my life. Now I repent of my sins, which means I change my mind of how I used to think, how I used to walk, what I used to say. I want to pick up your life. I want to read your word. I want to study to show myself approved. If you believe that and you accept him into your heart, guess what? In this moment of now, you're saved. Now, it's not just enough to be saved, but Miss Sandra needs you to get discipled, meaning pray in this moment. Pray in this moment while I'm talking to you. God will show you where you're supposed to be led to. He will lead you to where your covering will be. You need to get discipled. You need to come under submission and obedience and learn. Learn the word. You need to study the word. You need to learn how to be a servant of excellence. You need to learn how to be faithful over few things. That is a process. That is a strategical process. And see, a lot of people don't want to do all that because they don't want to commit to anybody. They don't want to have to answer to anybody. And therefore, they wonder why they're frustrated and then they always have to fight and do things by themselves. No, God wants you to get connected so you can get some power, so you can be a fellowship. He said, forsake not the fellowship. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. And so, pray, be led by the Holy Spirit, who you are to be connected to, and stick with it. Stick with it. I promise you, you're going to be sitting there. You're going to be like, how did I get this far? Because the King, the glory of God, has risen up in you. And so let's get back to the original intent of who God has created you to be. First, God spoke, and he spoke to the triune God with him. He spoke to the I am-ness of him. The authority spoke to the word. The word came to manifestation through the power, the Holy Spirit, and here we are. And so he gave male and female. He said, be fruitful. That's what he said. Look what he said. And God blessed them and said to them. Now, he said male and female. He created both. And this is what he said. So he gave male and female the power and the authority. All right, to walk in his word now, to walk in his, see, you're not going just to have authority and power in your own stuff. Now, y'all, some of y'all just trying to operate and just tearing the whole thing up. get back into what his word said. He said, be fruitful. And they left with the Father's blessing. If you ain't left with your covering blessing, if you ain't left with the apostle, the pastor's blessing you out there, I'm going to say it like my apostle said, and it's the truth because I ain't got a problem. You are out there running a bastard ministry. You're uncovered. And you don't have the power or the authority or the jurisdiction to rule and reign in that territory. See, God had to bless them, and said this, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it. He blessed them to be kings. And that's what God is saying, calling all kings, get back in right alignment. Get back, rise up with my power in you. Rise up with my identity. I told you, you're going to know who you are. The reason why you're not operating in the fullness of who you are as a king is because you're trying to leave out of here without his authority and without his blessing, the blessing of his word over your life to have that territory. You just can't go take territory from folks and you have not been assigned. Okay, let's do an analogy. Sometimes people need a visual. Sometimes people need a visual. Okay, Miss Lysandra can go and tell people, I am the president of the United States. I can say that. I can say that all day long. I can tell folks I'm the president of the United States. But in actuality, I am not the president of the United States. But I'm saying, I'm claiming I'm going out here being the president of the United States. But I know I'm not. And nobody's going to believe. Why? Because there is someone in position. President Barack Obama is the president of the United States. He has paid the price to walk in that power and that authority. He has granted access, and God has blessed him to be in that position. This is why he can walk. That's why he can walk in the freedom of that power and authority, because he followed the ways and of what it takes to walk in that power and authority. And even though we voted, but it says, if you continue to read the word, it says God appoints his leaders. He gives them the authority and the power to rule and reign in that jurisdiction. And so I can say all day, all I want, you know, I'm the president. It's not President Barack Obama. It's Lysandra J. Hyde. Ain't nobody going to believe it. And if I try to step into a position that I was not called to be and didn't have the blessing and didn't have the power and didn't have the authority to walk in it, guess what? I might end up being in prison. They're going to arrest me saying that I've lost my absolute mind. It's all crazy woman saying she's talking about, she's walking around talking about she is the president of the United States. Well, we know by right it's documented to have authentic proof, that infallible proof, that he is the president of the United States. So therefore, what God is saying, look here, kings, male and female, allow my authority and my power and my identity to rule, reign, and rise up in you. And now you're saying, well, you know, how is that possible? I told you how the access is going through Jesus Christ. And then when he did it, he blessed them. Why? Because he made them in his image and after his likeness. They knew who they were, and they knew who reigned in them, and they had the power and authority and the blessing. Let's keep reading here. It says, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it. Have dominion. Take it. Using all his vast resources in the service of God and man. Did you hear what he said? So in other words, he's giving you power and authority. He said, have dominion over. And what the resources that I've given you is supposed to serve God. Notice what it says. Whatever you do is supposed to reflect back to God and then to man. In other words, we're supposed to be servants. You want to be great in the kingdom and know who you are as a king. He said, serve God first and then man. The resource that he made available wasn't just for itself. It wasn't just for your own selfish gain, but it was to glorify God in heaven and then serve man with it, to bless other people with it, not to sit here and constrict and restrict folks and use your a type of power that, you know, will keep people in bondage, but it's supposed to help replenish, help subdue, help to continue to flourish and multiply. That's the God, the I am, that's the king in you. And so he said, calling all kings, get back to who I called you to be from the beginning. It was me that spoke you into existence, and then I had to back it up with my word and then create it through my power. The only power that you have to walk in and the authority that you have to walk in, it comes from God. God did this. God called you a king according to what he said, because he said, I'm making you in my image and after my likeness. And so I'm getting ready to get back into another track. And I'm going back a little bit with R. Swift and Awesome God, because that's who he is. And I'll be back with some more empowerment moments. I'm praying this is blessing your life, because time. It's time for us to get back into who God has originally called us to be. That's why I played Applejack's original. What did he say? Let's go all the way back to the beginning of Genesis 1, where he spoke it. He spoke his I am-ness, and then he created and put his I am-ness in you. And the only authority and power and blessing you should have is because God did it. And so I'll be back in just a moment, but right now I just want you to get your praise on and get your I am-ness of a king and worship God, because he is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is awesome. Let's go.
Where he can change it. The man on his own, abandoned the throne of a poacher, cross stainless. Death couldn't shake him or derail. Three nails could pierce, but couldn't break him or make him appear. Taken away from his mere nature. Not while slumber is hovering over the block. I pray that my peers wake up. We were born out of alignment. The perfect timing is now to check for a pulse. If you ain't rock by him, high and prone to be biased when I peep the timeline behind him and see no highness as high as him. He reigns, Lord, firearms are too short to aim for him. Call him extremist, he leaps Katrina's with his brainstorming. That's quite enormous, to say the least. Our God is a beast, his rap is the sound of a lion roaring. Since he's top by none, I'm on hip-hop struck line, screaming from the top of my lungs. Our God,
he's an awesome God, he reigns.
He demands it. All pale in comparison. He owns the shells that you can't sit off, cause he can't slip off. So I say unanimous with no hiatus. My heart is bearing this manuscript. I bars bear him while the world swears by its barbarics. We declare him. Fist clenching the thin air for him. Won't fold when it comes to making men aware of him.
Breathe.
He's exactly what we could never be. Born of identity, sinning better than a pattern, we couldn't let it speak. But say this is set us free. Redeemed for the choke of sin's destruction. Serve no one but him. Only spit to cover him. But in the end, these words serve him no justice.
Yeah.
Nothing exists without his signature to allow it. Lord of the ring, just all creation revolves around him. The I am more than a legend and some. So we boast to the Lord to the answer.
It is what it ain't, what it won't.
Okay,
let's go. It's a mister, incredible, H-O-L-Y-S-O-U-T-H, and you still hating me. Here go another exclusive from the upcoming album, Tin Man. Yes. October 10th, 2010. You feel me?
10, 10, 10. You
hear me? Check it. I felt like Biggie, huh? It was all a dream. Or was they really coming for the king? Nightmare on Elohim Street. Goons passed up. The freaks come out at night. But this ain't Halloween.
No.
They surrounded me.
Now what was I to do?
I'm crying inside and I was feeling blue.
Then I heard, don't cry, drop your eyes.
And here comes your father with 10,000 in the sky.
I saw demons to the left of me, demons to the right of me.
Oh.
Look the devil in the eyes, said Satan, you don't frighten me.
I get him.
Hold up.
I saw angels to the left of me, angels to the right of me. Jehovah needs to gave me victory, he's still fighting for me.
I get 'em. I got a nonchalant swag, man. I'm so disrespectful. Not to authority, I mean to the devil. You know Beelzebub, liar, deceiver. Quarterback Jesus, Dale's the receiver. Man, I love to see her. Call us a receiver. Statue looks like devil. Figured I don't need her. Nothing but distraction. Let that dude get packing. Now all of a sudden they be coming into taxes. Man, I gotta fast it. Man, I gotta pray. Open up the door, you said you would provide escape. Murder gets me late, but I can't go that way. No more, I will grow like underlings. Hey, I put off conversation. Concerning of the former man without no hesitation. Homie, quit hating. This ain't no walking apart. But I bet you got skillies in the dark. See God. Demons to the left of me. Demons to the right of me. Look the devil in the eyes and say, and you don't frighten me. I get him. Yeah. I saw angels to the left of me, angels to the right of me. Jehovah needs to give me victory, he's still fighting for me. I get him. Yeah.
All right, we are back with One Nation Under God, Holy Hip Hop Explosion, and I am again your host for this empowerment moment, Miss Sandra. And again, we're talking about calling all kings. And if you're just calling in or you're just logging on, and I started back, we went all the way back to Genesis 1 and 26, where God spoke to the triune, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It's amazing. God will not be excluded out of nothing. The reason why we're here is because it's all God. And so that was Mr. Dell with Side to Side. And I played that because, see, when you're walking in your full I am-ness, and when you're walking in the fullness of a king, and that means you recognize who God is in your life and you're allowing the God within you to stand up and move forward with power and authority, the demons got to get to the side. It said side to side. In other words, he said, I might have you on the left and I might have you on the right, but I ain't scared. I got power and authority to get somewhere, your side to side, move out my way. I'm moving forward because I got the power and the authority. And right before that, I went back a little bit again with R. Swift with Awesome God. And so we're going to get right back into the second half of this empowerment explosion. But first, let me tell you how you can connect with me. You can follow me on Twitter at legacy_lever. You can follow and subscribe to my shows at www.blogtalkradio.com/legacy-lever. You can find me on Facebook at Lasandra J. Hardy, and pretty soon you'll be able to connect with me on my own website. I can't really go into that just yet, but you will see signs, miracles, and wonders shall follow. Amen, because the I am that is speaking, and so you will soon see manifestations. A to the mat. And so we're getting back into this word. I'm telling you, I'm on fire, because, see, I can't talk to you guys unless I'm either going through this or I'm about to go through, or I've just come through it. And I have to continue to hold myself accountable in how I speak, what I speak, because earlier in the week, on the prayer call, it said, my apostle, shout out to my apostle, Bishop Eddie L. Long. Love you, Dad. Mwah. Love you, First Lady. Mwah. Love you, Long family, and all my new birth sites all over the world. A to the men. Yeah. So let me get back. Okay, I took that moment. I had to take a little pause there and give my shout outs, because the reason why I can do what I do is because I'm submitted to authority. And I have blessings. And so I can operate in what I need to and bring forth the word in my daddy's voice, because I have that access, granted access. Some of y'all bringing words and stuff, and you ain't got no granted access. You ain't submitted to nobody, and then you trying to have authority in regions that you haven't been called to. See, kings cannot rule in other kings' territory without access and permission. And 9 times out of 10, when that happens, there's going to be a battle that go down. Continue to read in the Old Testament about the battles when kings was trying to overthrow other kings. There was a battle. You didn't just come up and say, well, I'm just going to rule today in your territory. No, when they got ready to take territory, it was a battle. That's why David was so hated and so he was feared, because he had the authority and the power and the permission and the blessing of God. And again, I was talking about before I went into some music that you can't just go out here doing your own thing and don't have the blessing. You need to make sure you have the blessing of those of the one who you're supposed to be submitted to. You need to make sure you have the blessing of your apostle, the blessing of your pastor, or the blessing even if it's in the work environment or the marketplace. You need to have the blessing of your boss. And some of y'all trying to curse your bosses and stuff. You're cursing yourself. You have to, even if that boss don't even treat you right, still the Bible says submit. Submit, and God will handle the God that's in you will handle the rest. But submit, show yourself faithful. I have been there. I know what it's like to be under some authority that you swear, I promise you, it seemed like you were dealing with Satan himself. I mean, every single day it was something you could never do anything right. They just looked to pick with you. And the reason why they looked to pick with you is because of the I am-ness in you, the God that's in you. And they will try you, and they will test you. But no, it's just a test, and it will not last always. But the thing about it is what God is saying, some of you trying to leave, and it's not your time to leave out of that jurisdiction, out of that domain. And you're going to end up hurting yourself leaving before time. That demon, those spirits cannot do anything to you when it's not their divine timing. They cannot destroy you. They cannot break you. They cannot send you to the mental institute. No, when it is your appointed time and you have power, dominion, and authority, and God has blessed you to be there, what he's waiting on you is to say, where's the God at in you? Where's that king at? I'm speaking life into you today. Where's that king? Wake up, king. Calling all kings to get back into your rightful position is who God says you are. And so here we go. I said, well, Holy Spirit, where am I going next? He said, go and take them into Psalms 24. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Psalms 24 just for a moment. And if you don't have a Bible, if you got a PC, Mac, if you got a phone, most phones have free Holy Bible apps. But if you don't, you know, just log on to the Bible Gateway.com, and then just type in Psalms 24. Let me start at verse 7, and again, I'm going to go back to the Amplified version here. It says, lift up your head. And my apostle has been talking about that all day. He's like, your blessing is here, but you can't see it if you're sitting there looking down at the ground. You can't see it if you got all the lights out, you got the covers over your head because you just done gave up. You can't see it if you're putting your life in a bottle or you're trying to drink your problems away, trying to drug your problems away. He said, lift up your head. Why would the Bible say lift up your head? Because, see, your freedom of release and your power of authority is in lifting up your head so that you can see, a king don't walk around with his head down and walking in fear. No, a king sees. He's put up, basically, most times kings are up in a type of palace or some type of picture where he can look out on the land so he can see. Lift up your head so that you can see who you are. It says, lift up your head so that you can be free. Let's keep going. It says, lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you age-abiding doors, that the King of glory may come in. So first he's saying, giving us a command, lift up your head, O ye gates. Be lifted up, you abiding doors, that the King of glory. Well, who is this King of glory? Let's keep on reading. Let's keep on reading. What does it say? Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. So in other words, God is saying, let the I am-ness of who I am in you, let the kingship that I created you in stand up. Lift your head up and stop letting life just beat you, take you down, and recognize that from my original intent, I spoke you into existence, and then I created you and made manifestation of you. You are my mini-me's on this earth. And therefore, if you're my mini-me's, if I've given you granted access through my son, Jesus Christ, if you have granted access through his son, Jesus Christ, then there is no reason why you should be walking around allowing the demonic spirits to just take you out. You don't know even know who you are. You on the doctor's couch every week. The doctor even tired of you. The doctor even wants to say, if I thought you were saved, I thought you had kingdom authority, then why aren't you utilizing it? Why every time I turn around, you up in this outfit? God is saying, calling all kings back into original intent, back into right alignment. I'm the one that made you. And without me being operating full in you, you have no authority, you have no power, and you're not even walking in the fullness of his blessing. Calling all kings to my man. And again, we were talking about identity crisis. The reason why we have so many kids lost, the reason why we have a lot of men and women walking around are lost. And I'm not just talking about there in the world, I'm talking about in the body of Christ too. As far as kingdom, you don't even know who you are. And there's an identity crisis because, see, when you realize who you are as a king, can't nobody come and tell you different. That's why God says, calling all kings, I'm calling your mindset to remember what my word said. He said, God said, he spoke it, and then he created it. He spoke to the authority, God. Then he spoke to the Son. Remember, the Son came manifest in flesh, but he was the Word manifested in flesh. The Son, Word, the Word died for you, tested and approved, and then it had all power through God, the authority, and through the Holy Spirit. Then the Holy Spirit is the power. So God spoke. He said, let the us make man in our image, in our likeness. So everything that's concerning you, about you, is all related back to God. And he's tired of us walking around allowing life to just happen to us instead of making life happen for us in our favor. He said, I've given you power and authority. I've sent you with my blessing. I'm blessing you today to get back in right alignment. It says here, let's keep reading. It says here, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Yes, lift them up, you age abiding doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he then, this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. And then it says Selah. That means pause and think of that. In other words, Miss Andre said, marinate on that just a little bit. Marinate on that. See, when you are in right alignment with him, listen to what I'm saying, because, see, you can't just go, like I said, demons know their authority and power, too. They know their jurisdiction. It's just like when the seven sons of Sceva tried to operate in a power and authority that they didn't have jurisdiction or permission to use. See, you have to have permission to walk in that I am-ness. You have to have a blessing from God to be able to operate in that kind of spiritual power, and they didn't have it, and they thought they could just walk up and just start laying hands on folks and speaking to people. See, I can't come to you through the airwaves and not have a blessing and have the power and the authority to be able to speak to you the way I speak to you according to what God's word says. I just can't go pick up and just say what I want to say. I'm held accountable for every word that comes out of my mouth. But God has given me the power and authority, and I have the blessing of my leader to be submitted under him and to speak his voice. Because basically all I'm doing is echoing my apostle's voice. And I'm not saying really anything that he wouldn't get up and say. And so if you hear me when I say, but just like my apostle Long would say, it's because I am under his authority, his blessing, and because I'm blessed to be under him, he's given me the power and the authority to have permission to speak what the Father says. See, a lot of us try to speak stuff, and the Father ain't tell you to speak that. He ain't give you no blessing, no authority, no power, and you wondering why you're going through what you're going through. Why? Because the demons don't. And so the seven sons of Sceva tried to exorcise demons and use the name of Jesus. And because they thought they could just have the power without paying no price, without having praying no cost, without going through the process of what it takes to walk as a king. They thought they just walk all up in it, in their own power, in their own authority. The only reason why you exist, again, I'm going back to Genesis 1, because God said so, and because God created it to be in his image and after his likeness. You didn't create yourself, and we need to get on talking about, well, I'm God because the sun and the moon and the stars of the God says so. No, God spoke it from the beginning, and the only reason why your living is because he blew his power, his I am that's in you. Now, matter of fact, you know the reason why people are dead? Because the I am-ness of him left. Oh, God, I wish you could see it. The reason why you exist and was living and breathing because the breath of God blew himself up in you. And when it's your time and it's over, his breath leaves you and you no longer exist. The only reason why you have the power and authority to do what you do is because of God. So I'm calling all kings to get back in your rightful alignment. Walk in the power and the authority that God says you have. He has blessed, male and female to have dominion over. He said the earth belongs to you to have power and authority to multiply and have dominion, subdue, and have dominion over. And you need to know which jurisdiction or dominion or territory he has called you to. You just can't walk up in certain things, and you ain't called to that. That's why he said he blessed them and be fruitful and multiply. That's why when your apostle blesses you and he releases you, he blesses you to have power and authority into the region that you are assigned to. You just can't go off your own authority. And so kings, calling all kings, and I'm speaking to my men. God has given you power and authority and a priest to be a priest in your home. He did not say sit there and allow your wife or the female to run the home. Yes, we have been given the same power and authority and dominion to be fruitful and multiply, but God has a order in his word where he said that we are to be submitted to our husband, submit to our own husbands. Now, it's hard. A woman has no problem submitting to a man that knows how to submit to God first, submit to authority, and knows how to treat her and submit to her as well. And when I say submit to her as well, that means you know how to cover her, you know how to pray for her, you know how to speak to her. A lot of times the reason why we rebel against our men, and this is Miss LaSandra speaking now, the reason why a lot of times women will rebel against us is because you don't know how to speak to us. And you're trying to sit there the best way you know how off of your own head to try and tell us or speak to us in your own authority. When God has given you a template to use according to his word, how to speak and cover a woman. And so you're sitting here and you're wondering why sometimes we might end up being rebellious or bucking up against you. It's because you have not learned how to use the correct template, the word of God. You're supposed to wash us in the word of what God is saying. You're supposed to pray and know how to cover. Now, some men, you never had that teaching, and you're learning the best way possible. But that's why God said the I am-ness is in you. You have no reason for failure, and you no longer have a reason to make any kind of excuse, because Ms. Sandra just took you back to Genesis 1 and 26. We said, let us make man in our image. In other words, you have the power and authority, but you also have the Holy Spirit with in you to bring about reproof and correction and to teach you. He is a teacher, and if you listen to your teacher, the Holy Spirit, he will teach you how to speak to him. He will teach you how to treat her. We got to stop using the excuses that my father never taught me, my mama never said. When you are coming into right alignment with the kingdom of God and you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are held accountable in how he treats you, how you treat your wife if you're married, or how you know, if you plan to be married. You're held accountable, not just for wife, but I'm talking about your daughters. I'm talking about women in general. You got to stop using that excuse. That excuse is wiped out. As a matter of fact, I just told you from the beginning, Genesis 1. And so, therefore, if you don't love that woman, that means you don't love yourself. And you're not abiding by the principles of where it said Christ said he loved the church. He loved the church so much that he died for the church. Ladies, don't get involved with a man that don't want to die. Okay. He putting you in harm's way, and he making sure he shields himself. No, a man that is committed, that is submissive, that follows the order of what God has established in his original ten of his word, will make sure you're covered, make sure you're protected. Now, that's just a sidebar. Let's get back to what I was saying, calling all kings. And so today, God is saying, calling all kings, calling the I am-ness back into right alignment. We cannot be out here. The reason why a lot of things are off, and the reason why they keep building prisons is because there is an identity crisis. But Ms. Andrea has just told you that what the identity crisis is that you don't realize the God in you. See, that's what I said. When you realize what God has designed you, who God has designed you to be, there is no way in the world, I'm getting better, there's no way in the world that anyone could come tell you different. They cannot lead you down the road of deception and idolatry and wickedness because you realize that the only reason you exist and have that blessing, power, and authority is because you know that God originally made you to be a king, to have territory and to have power and to rule and subdue. We wouldn't be in this crisis if we know who we are and realize that the power and authority that God has given us. But you cannot continue to try and rule in your own power and your own flesh and what you think it should be. God, the only reason, like I said, the reason why you exist is because God spoke it. I'm going to go over that once more again. It says, he said, now the Lord God said, or he spoke it into existence. He said this, God said, let us, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, make mankind in our image, after our likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and the beasts, and over all of the earth, and over everything that creeps upon. First, he spoke it. Kings, you need order. Mm-hmm. You need things to happen in your territory that God gave you rule over. Speak it. Follow the example. Follow the template that God has spoke, that God has put before us, his word. Speak his word. That's what God spoke. That's the reason why we are here, because he spoke his authority through his word. And we're trying to do authority and do things out of a right alignment in what his word says. You have to use his word. His word is what's going to align you up to have great success, to have great dominion, to have the riches of the resources of where you're ruling at to be fruitful for you. God said, I did this. That's why I'm calling the king inside of you to raise up. I want you to have the kingdom come within inside of you, come out and manifest, but I can't do it if you don't know that I exist in you. You're sitting here, joining gangs and doing everything else instead of trying to find your identity. You're trying to see where you belong. And God says, I created you. I am the God that created you. I'm the one that spoke my word for you and who you are into existence, and I gave you power and authority through me, through him, through God. And then he said, after I've spoken, then he said, I'm going to create you, because what I speak, my word will never return to me void. So what I speak has to manifest. I've got to back it up with infallible proof. And what he said, here we go. So God created man in his own image, and in the image and likeness of God, he created him. And so this is how, you know, it says, who can enter in? No, it's nobody but the King of Glory, the King of Glory. And so if people are looking for the King, if they're looking for the God for manifestation, They ought to be able, those kingdom people, when you're knowing who you are and getting back in right alignment of what, who a king is, when they look at you, they ought to see you walking in that I am-ness. They ought to see the God in you that when you show up, I don't care what chaos is going on. That's what I'm talking about, Mr. Dale. He said side to side. It's got to cease. It just speak his word. And when if you're in your power and authority and if you're in the region that he's assigned you to be in, then that word has to work in your favor and those demons must cease. Not only cease, but they got to be cursed out and cast out. And so God is saying, as a king, men, as a king, ladies, know who you are. Know that he is in you, and he's waiting for you to stand up, but stand up in him. Allow the him to stand up in you. Let me reverse that. Allow the him, the God, stand up in you to take rightful authority, to walk in power. God spoke it in you. And his word cannot go, it cannot do anything but work for him for his sake. His word is going to work for his sake. His word, he's manifested, or he said, I put my word above my name. So his word is going to work for his name's sake. I got to laugh because this is so good. His word is going to work for his name's sake. So he's saying, because I've given you original intent from the beginning, I spoke you into existence, I created you after my image and likeness, and I gave you all of my I am-ness, my triune-ness, and put it in you. And like I said, some of y'all just need to breathe for a moment. Because that's what God did. He breathed into the nostrils of man. 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 I hope you see it. He breathed into the nostrils of man. He breathed into the nostrils of man. Men, he called you to be king first. He breathed into the nostrils of man. He breathed his Father, Son, Holy Spirit. He breathed his authority, his word, and his spirit into you to exist. In other words, you exist because the I am is in you. That means even the wicked people walking around here breathing and doing crazy stuff, still his I am-ness is in you because he breathed life into you. That means I'm calling the king that's in you, but I'm calling the God that's in you to get it right, to go through his son Jesus Christ and to be saved today. Because when the is sucked out of you, guess what? You don't exist anymore. You no longer exist. You no longer have power. You no longer have authority. You no longer have the blessing at all. The only reason why you exist is because the has breathed into you. And so I pray you were blessed today by today's work. I know I was. I preached it to my own self. And, hey, y'all listening in, but I was also talking to me as well. And so God bless you, calling all kings, men, calling all kings. God is calling you to be the leader, to be walking your authority, to rule and subdue and have dominion over. But don't you go out here in your own existence. Don't you go out walking all hot, puffed up and hot. No, he said the reason why he gave you those resources, the reason why that he gave you those gifts, the reason why he gave you those talents was so that you can glorify God, so it can come back to him who gave it to you, so you can recognize who God is, so that people can see and know and glorify God which is in heaven. That's the reason why you exist. That's the reason why you can flow like you flow. Y'all funny if you think you can do it on your own. Y'all funny if you think you're the reason why you exist. Let the breath of God come out of your body and see how much power you have. You have the power and authority because he breathed it into you. And so, there's other young men that need your power and authority to identify who they are. And I'll share this before I get off of the phone. But I just want to tell people about this, just to give us a little analogy, and it has to do with my oldest daughter. And so her father was never there in her life. And she knows who he is. She finally met who he was. But still, there was no identity. And so she met who he was, but he didn't still identify. And some of us have been going through life. We've been going through life just looking for identity. And so I'm speaking to females and males, because you're trying to figure out who you are, and you're trying to figure out who you are and who you belong to, and you know, nobody's identified who you are. And so I had to deal with a lot of things when it came to my daughter. But it came to a point where I had to realize God said, speak the identity into her. And when I began to speak the identity of who God is in her life, it was a transformational change in her mindset. And so all that anger of years of anger and frustration, and she still is a good, she was a good child growing up, but there was issues sometimes in life where she had that identity crisis because she had nobody to identify with, who she looked like, who she was supposed to be attached to. And so some of you are like that today. You're having an identity crisis. I'm saying king, but you don't even know who you are. Like I said, we have to go back to the original intent of who God is in our life. He made you in his image and after his likeness. So I want the king, the king of kings, the Lord of lords to rise up in you. Who is that? The Lord God strong and mighty to rise up in you. The Lord God mighty in battle. He is the I am-ness. He is the God, the king of kings within you. Call him out today. Rise up in you today. And so be blessed. Be blessed, be blessed. Ladies, know your power and authority. He gave you the same dominion and power to walk. If you're married, to walk with that man, to be fruitful and multiply. If you're a single parent, you have the power and authority still to rule and reign in your household and to get your children in order, but according to his word and according to do it in his power. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. And so I'm going to end out today's show with D-Mob, y'all. But I love D-Mob. I really do. God bless you, D-Mob. But I'm going to end the show today with Y'all Funny. And basically he's talking about, if y'all think y'all can distract me for knowing who I am, y'all funny. If you think you can just sit here and mislabel me and place me in some box and think that I will not exist, y'all funny. If you think that, you know, I'm not going to walk in who God says I am and walk in the kingship and authority that he's given me to have over this earth, y'all funny. So he basically said, y'all can talk about me if you want to, but I know the word of God and I know what his original intent is for my life, and I'm going to allow the God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to rise up in me. Yeah, y'all funny. It's been a blessing. And Miss Sandra always says, love hard, love strong, and love on purpose. God bless you.
Good to come and visit y'all on Earth today. I left to get creative, now I'm back like a vertebrae. I came to give you all a word today, cause I feel in ignorance is one place you don't deserve to stay. Yes, you must not know who I be. I be D-R-M-A. You be so you can see, Cuddy, don't play what you think, it's a game, so we came to show you that we
do this for real.
We gon' continue to do what we do when our service ain't Christ and don't
care how you feel.
And I'm getting fed up at the people talking about me like I won't give you the business when I
do my thing.
And you better know who you facing before you even try to come and bring your nonsense.
Do my thing.
Oh no, I don't care,
nah.
Out how you proceed, because that I can do without, so I just want you to do me a favor and hear me, and when you hear me,
hear me good.
We the majority come with authority, hoping I'm clear and I
misunderstood.
One thing I want you to know is that I'm a believer in coming in love and in peace, but I can't take it, won't fake it, won't make it if I don't address how I feel when I speak. Alright, I'm done, I'm hoping you change.
Stranger, stop sleeping on the sun like Peter, John, and James.
Think we ain't gonna make it to the top.
Y'all funny.
Trying to get us to be somebody we not.
Y'all funny.
Think we ain't gonna do it big when we drop.
Y'all funny.
Think we came all this way to come to a stop.
Y'all funny.
Don't believe our foundation is the rock.
Y'all funny.
Think we won't give you the business on the spot.
Y'all funny.
Got the game on smash. We wave as we pass.
Cause all y'all haters do is make us laugh.
Y'all funny.
It's what y'all been waiting for, ain't it? Some weekly entertainment. Me and D never have stepped to Big Daddy Kane in it. Promoting the father's name in it. These hooks beat the game like Floyd the Sugar Shane in it. Yes, we creature brothers. But it's the same angry. Bring the heat. Look LeBron James and Wayne Wade. Exposing truth on you, Mac and Cass David Blaine in it. Claim thug, but really you low down, dirty, shaming it. We just try and get you to change aim in it. Get you to hear the real voice of God, cause some of these preachers be T-Pain in it. Oh, in case you ask, I'm gonna beat you, Marcy. The Cali kid with the Ohio bar. And we're gonna show you how we rap. The king ain't really no explaining it. You see it, pause. We click, click, picture framing it. From the O to the coast, we do this here. A to the Bay, the mood is clear. Crisis the king, get the message, we proclaiming it. Haters, we yelling, bring it on. Cause come judgment day, you ain't gonna have nothing to Jamie Foxx blame it on.
Think we ain't gonna make it to the top. Y'all funny. Trying to get us to be somebody we not.
Y'all funny.
Think we ain't gonna do it big when we drop.
Y'all funny.
Think we came all this way to come to a stop.
Y'all funny.
Don't believe our foundation is a rock.
Y'all funny.
Think we won't give you the business on the spot.
Y'all funny.
We got the game on smash.
Yeah.
We wave as we pass. All y'all haters do is make us laugh.
Y'all funny.
The hem of this garment gets high when I touch it, baby. Turn into an animal, but far from a Muppet, baby. I'm a creature, all covered, baby. Cut them strings in my life, no longer a puppet, baby. So, you still think that we will fail? Then you must not know of a say will.
It's time to take over, and God is my witness. I won't stop until I know they no longer show disrespect to my father, but go and obey every word that he say. Yes, I'ma stand up and fight to the finish. I answer my calling, so God he was chosen. To take the Bible and go make disciples as well as through music, so study my flow. Okay, and I promise you will learn something, like how to smoke your old man, burn something. A lot of cutties in the world don't know their purpose yet. So to the things of the spirit, they know them like a Percocet. You'll see we more than conquerors, even though we ain't perfect yet. The takeover is in effect. You're nervous yet? And if you're not, you might as well be, cause honestly, thankful for your comedy.
Think we ain't gon' make it to the top.
Y'all funny.
They tryna get us to be somebody we not.
Y'all funny.
Think we ain't gon' do it big when we drop.
Y'all funny.
Think we came all this way to come to a stop.
Y'all funny.
Can't believe our foundation is the rock.
Y'all funny.
Think we won't give you the business on the spot.
Y'all funny.
We got the game on smash. We wave as we pass. All y'all haters do is make us laugh.
Y'all funny.
Funny. Oh, shit.